This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. The National Investigation Agency formally arrested Tahawur Hussain Rana, the key conspirator in deadly 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks last evening, immediately after his arrival in New Delhi, following his successful extradition from United States. Rana was escorted to New Delhi by teams of NSG and NIA comprising senior official on special plane from Los Angeles. The NIA investigation team at the airport arrested Rana, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin living primarily in Chicago, soon after he emerged from the airplane after completing all the necessary legal formalities. He was taken for medical examination and was produced before special NIA judge in Patiala House court late in the night. BJP has said that extradition of Tahawur Rana is a big step taken for ensuring and coming closure to justice, not just for 138 Indian victims, but victims from other countries. Addressing the media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla said the country's security agency have achieved great success. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. He will lay foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 3,880 crore rupees in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. These projects include infrastructure development and road connectivity in Varanasi. Later in the day, Mr. Modi will travel to Madhya Pradesh and perform darshan and puja at Guruji Maharaj Temple in Isagar. He will also participate in public program at Anandpur Dham and address gathering on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, currently on the official visit to Slovakia, inaugurated the Slovak India Business Forum in Bratislava. The event was also attended by Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Slovak Foreign Minister Juraj Blanár. President Murmu highlighted the forum as a key opportunity to build partnership and turn business prospects into real collaborations. She said the forum serves as excellent platform to explore synergy and build mutually beneficial partnerships. The president urged business leaders to seize the opportunities and convert these into concrete results. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has said that Modi government is mowing down drug cartel in full might. In a social media post lauding the efforts of agencies, Mr. Shah said that the vision to build a drug-free Bharat country's agency have launched massive operations strangling drug cartels and seized 30.4 kilogram of methamphetamine tablets worth 24.32 crore rupees while arresting three people in Assam. He added that the government's offensive against drug will continue with ruthless force. The Home Minister congratulated the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, Assam Police and the CRPF on this major breakthrough. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the personal details that are subject to disclosure under various law will continue to be disclosed under the RTI Act after the implementation of new data protection rule. Replying to Congress leader Jairam Ramesh on social media platform, Mr. Vaishnav said this amendment will not restrict disclosure of personal information. Rather, it aims to strengthen the privacy right of the individual and prevent the potential misuse of the law. The minister's reply came after Mr. Ramesh urged the government to pause, review and repeal Section 44(3) of the Data Protection Act, claiming otherwise it will eliminate the provision of Section 81 of the Right to Information Act 2005, which gives citizens equal right to information. The European Union has announced that it would suspend its retaliatory tariff on US goods for 90 days after American President Donald Trump imposed a similar pause on Levi's. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen acknowledged Trump's announcement and confirmed the suspension of new tariff on the US goods for 90 days to facilitate negotiations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.